Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is Monday of the 15th week in Ordinary Time, and from the United States we have Sister Marianne Watts, a Dominican Sister of Hope living in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Her preaching today is entitled The Shape of the Cross, and the reading is from the Gospel of Matthew.
Do not think that I have come to bring peace on earth. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to set a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes will be those of his own household. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. He who finds his life will lose it, and he who loses his life for my sake will find it. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet because he is a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he who receives a righteous man because he is a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whoever gives to one of these little ones even a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward. And when Jesus had finished instructing his 12 disciples, he went on from there to teach and preach in their cities. The shape of the cross. If we are accustomed to a compassionate Christ who brings healing and the Father's love to the poor, as of course we are, this scripture reading introduces a new note, one that is harsh but true. We know that Christ's message is not that one's family members must be unloved, only that this love cannot be allowed to supplant our love of Christ. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He goes on to say that nothing, not even self-love, can be allowed to take the place of Christ. The one who finds his or her life will lose it, and the one who loses that life for my sake will find it. Haven't we been told that this is our story? That great love and great suffering, both in the shape of the cross, will constitute the years of our lives until death brings us into being truly worthy of Christ. But how do Christ's words translate into our time, our 21st century, when lack of love is rampant, when hatred seems to infest our American politics, when skin color determines whether some will accept others, and mass killing becomes almost a daily event? The emotion of Christ's first statement certainly fits. I have not come to bring peace, but a sword. Yet one of the reading statements suggests another meaning. Quote, he who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me, close quote. The concept of the word receive, with its implication of welcome, brought to my mind the ending of a prayer I recently found. Quote, help me to be more myself so that I can be the person others need me to be, close quote. Isn't this Christ's message, no matter how sternly delivered? Loving Christ, receiving Christ's love, loving the Father, and belonging to the Father's creation in the spirit of relationship. This belief in the intimacy between love of God and love of others, all others, is not new to us. The tone of Christ's statement changes as he continues. The anger, and I believe the sadness, in his words soften as he speaks of the goodness of those who accept others as they are, whether prophet or righteous man or member of another political party. Quote, whoever gives to one of these little ones even a cup of cold water because he is a disciple, truly I say to you, he shall not lose his reward." Close quote. We live in a strange time of both divisive allegiances and hope for unity, when the prayer of silence must lead, for the sake of Christ, to active acceptance, acceptance of all the Father's diverse creation and our own place in it. Isn't this the great love and great suffering that shapes our cross?